Full Court Press by Mike Lupica. For Pete Hamill, William Goldman, Esther Newberg, and of course, Taylor McKelvey Lupica. In the writing of these books, they are the home team. 1. All Eddie Holtz really knew about Monaco was that Grace Kelly got old and fat there after she married the guy Eddie's mother had always called Prince Reindeer. It was different with his mother, who could talk about Monte Carlo and Monaco as if she were talking about Long Island City. But then, she'd been fixed on the princess for as long as Eddie could remember. "I've always felt the bond," she'd say, "maybe because we're both the daughters of bricklayers." Then she'd sigh and say, "One of us grew up to marry a Grimaldi, and one of us married your father, may the son of a bitch rest in peace." Eddie never knew whether that was true or not, the bricklayer part. He always had trouble separating fact from fiction with his mother, who didn't stop keeping scrapbooks on Princess Grace until she died in that car crash on the same road Eddie driven down from Cannes, the Grand Corniche, which was scarier than the cyclone ride at Coney Island. When he finally pulled up in front of his hotel, the Lowe's Monte Carlo, actually finding 12th Avenue's Spalug on his own, he wondered how come more people didn't end up dead on the side of that corniche. You thought you were going fast enough on the twisty roller coaster turns, but even when you push it up to 70 or 80, there'd be some lunatic right behind you flashing his lights and blowing his horn, waving at you to get the hell out of the way. Eddie couldn't remember whether it was a crash or a stroke that killed Princess Grace, but after making the drive himself, he saw where it could just have been the road that finally blew all her circuits. It made the Grand Central Parkway look slower than a funeral procession, Eddie decided. He'd promised his mother he'd go to Monaco Cathedral to visit Princess Grace's tomb. For someone who had all the advantages, she really had a very difficult life.